Barbaries, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Based on our thinking coming from the 5th and 6th verses, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Supporting scripture coming from St. Matthew 6, 9 through 11. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Based on those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. If you want to be happy, trust in the Lord. If you want to be happy, trust in the Lord. Anybody in here want to be happy? Hallelujah, Jesus. Is anybody in here already happy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isn't it good to be just happy? Sometimes you can have nothing and still just be happy. Hallelujah. Sometimes all you got to do is just see somebody's face and it makes you happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It makes me happy this morning to hear the praises of the people of God as they glorify and thank God for all that the Lord God is doing in your individual lives. We thank God individually, but we thank God for giving us a place that we have that we can come and assemble ourselves and collectively lift up the name of Jesus. It's good to have somebody to help you lift up the name of Jesus. It's even better to have a mindset that I can do it all by myself, but it's good to have a little help, because when I got a little help, I can feel your love and I can feel your power and your strength. And then I know that I'm not in this all by myself. It's good to know that you're not in a situation all by yourself, because even if nobody's involved but you, if you are a believer, you know that you are not there all by yourself. God has promised you that he will be there, and I am a true believer of God's promises. It was God that allowed us another opportunity to come in this house of worship this morning to praise him and to offer thanksgivings to him for his grace and his mercy. For truly the Lord has sustained us to make it through another week's journey. Hallelujah. Last week was a heavy week, but last week is behind us now. No need to dwell on a whole lot of your yesterdays. Let yesterday go. Thank God for another opportunity, another chance, just to give the Lord praise, just to sort of put some things into perspective that maybe have gotten a little bit out of order. God allows us enough time to get things right. I'm thankful this morning just to be able to stand and try to declare what thus said the Lord our God. He is such a good God, and because he is good, he is worthy and deserving of our praises. What I like about God is the fact that he will not change on us. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So we can depend on him to always be right there. He promised that he would never leave us, neither would he forsake us. And I don't know about you, but if God said it, I got to believe it. I believe this morning that whoever it is that's feeling stressed out, somewhat indecisive as to which way to go or what you need to do next. What you need to do first and foremost is just be still. You know how sometimes when you're moving so fast and you got so many different things going on, and sometimes you just get stressed out and you find yourself just so stressed to where all you need to do is just be still. Take about 4 or 5 deep breaths. I tried that the other day in the dentist's office. Woman was messing with me, and she said, "You all right?" I said, "I'm just breathing so I can relax." But you got to have a thought in your mind to relax. Anytime there is a possibility of hurt or danger or pain, your body automatically tenses itself up. I don't care how many precautions they give you, how much they say it's going to be all right, and you just do this and you just do that. Once they touch you, even with your eyes closed, you can't see what's going on, but once they touch you, you know it's getting ready to happen, so you tense up. Sometimes the things that you are dealing with in your everyday life causes you to tense up. So what you got to learn how to do is just be still and relax. No matter how devastating it may be, or even you may not be able to find your way out, but just learn how to relax. After you relax, then the best thing to do is start having a little talk with Jesus. Anybody ever tried that? Sometimes when you have that talk with Jesus, your mouth never opens, because you got to talk to God in the spirit. You got to talk to God in a situation. Sometimes you're not in a position where you can just let go and let God, but you need to talk to him. And if you want to talk to him, all you got to do is just think on Jesus. Anybody ever tried that? You know, you're going through some things, but I don't care what's surrounding you. You just start thinking about Jesus and what the Lord said that he'd do. And you remember how God has brought you through one time. And if God brought you through one time, then it makes you a believer that God can do the same thing. And not only can he do the same thing, but God can do anything. And I want you to know this morning that I don't care how hard it may be, when it comes to the God that we serve, there are no limits. We are limited as to what we can do, but when it comes to a mighty God, there is no limits. We have been taught, and we know from firsthand experience, that there are a lot of things that man can do. Man is intelligent. Man has come a mighty long way, but man can't do everything. Even a gifted man has limitations. I don't care how many gifts you got. I don't care how intelligent you are, how smart you may be. There is no man that knows everything. The Bible declares that with men, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So that lets me know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And all we got to do is trust and believe in God's power, in the word of God, in the love of Christ Jesus, in the redemption of Jesus Christ. And just know that we are free to worship him in spirit and in truth. What you got to understand is that when you come to the house of God, you didn't come to see me. You didn't come for your neighbor. You come to give God praise. Or at least you should have come to give God praise. You come to thank God for what he's already done. Somebody came in here to ask God for some things that they need. Anybody got some things that they want to lay on the altar this morning? So you came with a purpose in mind that you need some help. Now, you also understand and realize that your help comes from a higher source. Because what you got to understand with the limitations of man is only able to lift you up as high as the earth. That's as high as man can lift you. And a whole lot of us can't even be lifted by man. Some of you can be lifted and some of you can't. Some of you need a tow truck to get you up. And then you can't get but so high. But we serve a God that can lift us to higher heights, even heights unknown. You can be in the lowest rut that you've ever been in. And how many of you know that God, with his love and mercy, can reach down in that dirt and grab you back up and make everything all right? Anybody ever been down and realized that I just all messed up and I can't make this journey and I need some help? And all of a sudden you looked up to the hills knowing that your help came from God and everything began to feel a little bit better. Next thing you know, you start telling God, thank you. Next thing you know, tears start running out of your eyes and people began to wonder, what is it that's going on with you? And they don't realize that there's something on the inside is working on the outside and letting somebody know that I got some Jesus down on the inside of me. Anybody got some Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I just thank God. I thank God every time that he blesses me to open up my mouth and I realize that he hadn't left me out here all by myself. You know, people will leave you hanging. People will string you up, string you out, and think nothing about you. But we serve a loving God, a God that will always be there. We find that as time moves on from one day to another, from year to year, we are constantly faced with changes, supposedly for the good. Every generation we get weaker, but yet the Bible declares that we get wiser. Or should I say, they are wiser. Because when we talk about oncoming generations, not talking about you, you already here. So when we talk about them getting weaker and wiser, think about our new babies that we're getting now. Our new babies come with an awareness and an intellect that would make one believe that they've already been here before. Their comprehension is intact. And most of them, they start walking early, they start talking early, and once that mouth starts moving, it just don't never stop. You got to be very careful what you say. You got to be very careful what you do, because they are automatic tape recorders and they are automatic video cameras, and anything that you don't want to be told to nobody else, don't let your children see it, because a child is just going to be a child. They call it like they see it. If you don't want your business told in the street, then don't let your child hear everything that you say. There are some things that are for adults and there are some things that are for children. We need to go back to the old day where we separated adult conversation from children conversation. We got a whole lot of children that just like to ease up around the grown folk and just sit close enough, act like they're playing their game, but they listen to what you're saying, and just as soon as you get through talking, they get to tweeting and get to fingering, using them fingers, and they done told everybody what y'all talking about. How many of you remember the day when the adults was in there, you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, they don't need even stopping. Just keep on stepping, going on back outside, going outside. That's where children be at, outside. Anybody remember children belong outside in the summertime? Don't care how hot it is, be outside. Come in and get you a little bit of water. Go on back outside and play. It didn't kill us. And we didn't have air conditioning. We just done forgot where we come from. We hear all of this on the television and all in the newspaper about all of the children being obese because everybody's sitting in the house. We didn't have time for nothing to get on us. We were running and playing and sweating. They're now since a free day at the pool. They didn't have that mess when we came along. Didn't cost but a nickel or a dime, but you had to hustle up that dime. Now you get an opportunity to go free. I bet you go back there tomorrow. It won't even be full. Because our children are so blessed, they up there now. They go when they feel like going. We didn't have nothing else at the house to play with, so you going down to the swimming pool. Go out in the woods and make a camp or something. Don't act like you don't know. We used to play so hard, we'd take tomato sandwiches and eat lunch. We didn't even go back home. Nothing better than a tomato sandwich with mayonnaise dripping down your hand, and then you just lick it up. Anybody ever did that? Oh, that's a good tomato sandwich right there. It ain't good till it drip. But now we are so uppity. God done blessed us too much for us to sit down and act like we don't have good common sense. It is our job as adults and as parents and grandparents to teach our children Christian and moral training. If you don't want to be embarrassed, teach them and train them right. Some of them just hard-headed. I don't care what you do, you can beat them down. They're going to see it. They're so tough, they get back up, do the same thing again. But you do what you got to do. You got to beat them down again next week, beat them down again next week. We have got to come to a place where as believers, we are willing to carry out the ministries at hand. Because one day we're going to be depending on these children to fulfill these slots that we are in right now. We are not here to stay. I'm not going to be able to be here to do this all of my life. So there's going to be somebody else that's going to be being trained and groomed right now, even as a child. See, I'm a product of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, and as a child, I didn't understand it, I didn't realize it, but I was being groomed for this position. That's why, through the anointing of God, there's nothing so special about me. The only thing about me is the anointing that God has upon my life. And I thank God for that anointing, and I don't take that anointing for granted. Because it's that anointing that makes the difference. It's that anointing that makes me happy when sometimes I feel like being sad. It's that anointing that makes me go on when even though my body sometimes feel tired, but something down on the inside said, God said go. Because when God said go, he will renew your strength. He will give you back everything that you pour out. You see, I learned a long time ago that if you just give God your all in all, your blessings will come forth. Too many of us, we sit back and we hold back on God, but God wants us to let go and let him have his way. This morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about being happy. If you ever asked that question, if you were asked that question today, are you happy? Many of you said that you are. And the reason that you ought to be happy is that God has blessed us. What does it take for some of us to be happy? Many of us realize that if we don't have the material things in life, we feel like we don't have joy. If we don't have that job that we have envisioned that one day we're going to get, we get discouraged and we find ourselves just roaming around wondering, what am I going to do? Sometimes there are folk that believe that the only way I'm going to be happy is to have a whole lot of friends surrounding me all the time because I just don't like to be by myself. But that is not actually happiness. There are some folk that believe that the only way you can be happy, somebody got to make you happy. But if that's the case, you got to look somewhere else for your joy. You ought to have an idea. You ought to be in a position where you can be just happy within yourself. Happy that you're a child of God. Happy that you come to grips with life, that you're not as bad as you used to be. You're not, may not be where you want to be, but you are happy that you're not where you used to be. Happy means having or showing a feeling of joy or pleasure. Happy is also defined as cheerful and willing, gladness, showing good spirits. When somebody is happy, you can tell that they're happy. You can look at them and know that they're happy. Sometimes you see people and they just look with such a glow and they're radiant and they're just sort of glowing and there's something about them that's so different that you might even ask the question, what you so happy about, cat? When there's a situation where you don't have anything to have a big smile on your face, but yet you're still sitting there smiling. It'll make an individual wonder, what is it that gives you your joy? There are those that are going through life's troubles and trials and tribulations, and the devil thought they had him down, but God has a way to make you smile anyhow. How many of you know that if you smile in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of your sorrow, that you will get joy down on the inside? How many of you know that every time the devil try to throw something at you in your way or put a stumbling block in the way, you can be happy in knowing that God will help you step up over that stumbling block? God is able to do anything that you need him to do in your life. The psalmist says, happy is he that have the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So those of us who have God as our help, those of us that believe in him, we know that he is all of our hope. Then we got to understand that if you're happy, it's because you believe that he could just speak a word and things would come into existence. He could speak a word and the entire universe was created. His love and his care of man, and the fact that his reign is everlasting in all ways. The God that I serve will feed us when we get hungry, for he himself is the bread of life. As we look at the Gospel of Matthew, where we find instructions on how we ought to pray. You see, what we got to understand is that in order for us to talk to God, we got to pray, and praying is communicating with God. So what God did was taught us in the Word of God how to approach him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it on earth as it is in heaven. Then the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread. So we got to stop worrying about what we're going to eat tomorrow. We got to stop worrying about all the things of yesterday's and all the future days and just take it one day at a time. The Bible says, give us this day. So when we look at the invocation of the prayer, it indicates a spirit of adoration and reverence to the Lord our God. Our Father, hallowed be thy name. You got to reverence God as being the all-powerful being that sits high and looks down low. And then you got to understand that what God wants us to do when it says that in the Word of God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He is looking for us to pray for a society that will carry and conduct ourselves down here on the earth the same way that it's done in heaven. Now, what we got to understand that being in the human flesh, we are not going to be perfect. But what we got to understand is that he's not asking for perfection in the flesh, but what he's looking for is a mature spirit. He's looking for somebody that feels complete. He's looking for somebody that feel like I'm whole. I'm not halfway there, but I'm whole. Because when I get hungry, I know where my strength come from. I know who it is that feeds me. I know who it is that will take care of me. I'm happy and I'm blessed because I know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. You see, when you understand what the Lord said, the Lord teaches us how to have joy. In order to have the right joy, you got to have the right attitude. In order to have the right attitude, you got to carry yourself with Christian character. Now, what Jesus said, in order for us to have Christian character, for us to be happy, happy also means to be blessed. So when we look here at the Beatitudes in the 5th chapter of Matthew, Jesus himself was on the mountaintop. And he began to teach all of the people of God what it was to maintain your joy. In order to maintain your joy, the Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom in heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Happy are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Happy are the peacemakers, for they are called the children of God. You see, what I stopped by to tell you this morning, that if you want to be happy, you got to learn how to trust in the power of God. If you want to maintain your joy, you can't let everything that the devil say begin to get you down. You got to have a mind that for God I'll live and for God I'll die. If you want true joy this morning, You got to trust in the power of a mighty God. You got to know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. Anybody in here want to know what it is to be happy? If you want to be happy this morning, you got to trust in the Lord our God. For the Bible said, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. See, David said, while I'm living, I'm going to praise the Lord my God. While I got my being, I got to praise the Lord my God. I'm not going to put my trust in man. For I found out that man will fall short. But I found somebody by the name of Jesus, that every time I call on the name of Jesus, he began to make a way out of no way. He bringeth forth everything that I have. And all I got to do is trust in his power. For I heard that if I trust in the power of man, that one day man is going to die. And when man dies, he's going back to the dust of the ground. And everything that the man had planned in life is no more going to be but a memory. The Bible declared that when you go forth and he returned to the earth and then his thoughts will perish. I want to let you know you better do what you can while you can on this side of life. For the Bible said that happy is he that have the God of Jacob. Anybody in here got the God of Jacob? The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God that is unchanging. The God that will be there in the morning and he'll be there in the midnight hour. The God that sits high and he looked down low. I'm talking about the God this morning which made the heaven and the earth and all that there is therein. I'm talking about the God this morning that is the truth of the land. Where the Lord God said, if you want to go to Jesus, if you got to go to heaven, you got to go by Jesus the Christ. You got to talk about this God, the God that will execute judgment. He will take care of those that are oppressed. He'll feed those that don't have food to eat. The Lord will take those prisoners and get loose their bonds. If you bow down this morning, God has a way to release you. If there's something got you shackled down, God has a way to release those shackles. I stop by to tell somebody that the Lord will open up the eyes of the blind. He relieved the fatherless, the motherless, the widow this morning. If you don't have nobody to stand by your side, I stop by to tell you that there's a man called Jesus. And that man called Jesus, he'll never leave you all by yourself. And not only will he take care of the water, but he'll take care of everybody in the land. Even though they love him, God will be right there by his side. For the Bible said, the Lord shall reign forever. The Lord will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, praise ye the Lord. Praise him going in and praise the Lord coming out. If you want to be happy, you better believe in the power of God. If you want to be happy this morning, you better trust that when Jesus went to Calvary and died on the cross, died for your sins and my sins, that I might have the right to the tree of life. I thank God this morning that my sins are not going to kill me because Jesus died on Calvary. And I trust in the blood of the Lamb. I trust in the power of God. I trust in the fact that if I hold on to God's unchanging hand, that everything is going to be all right. You got to learn how to trust in the power of a mighty God. Don't put your trust in man. For the Bible declares it is better to obey God rather than to obey man. I'm not worried about what man got to say. Because as long as I got God down on the inside, I found out everything going to be all right. I learned not to trust my own understanding, but I leaned to the understanding of my God. And when I found out about God, God said, oh, John Willie, you are my child. I made you from the dust of the ground. I breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. And now that you're living, you better praise me. Oh, praise the Lord. Anybody come to praise him? Anybody come to praise him? Anybody trust in the Lord this morning? Say yeah. Anybody got joy down on the inside? Say yeah if you love the Lord. Say yeah if you got power. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of the power of God. For it is the power unto salvation to everybody that believes. Any believers in the house? to know that God is by your side. Anybody in the house that know if you trust the power of God, that if you just step out on faith, that God will make a way out of no way. See, I don't know where I'm going to end up, but I found out that if I hold on and hold out, that God is going to be right there. I somebody tell somebody that you better pray the Lord while you have your being. You see, that's what David said. I'm going to pray the Lord while I got life in my body every day of my life. You know, you heard somebody say, be thou faithful unto death, and God will give you a crown of righteousness. But not only should you be faithful, you ought to praise him. Praise him. Like praising is going out of business. You ought to praise him for waking you up this morning. You ought to praise him for feeding you when you get hungry. You ought to praise him for being a doctor in your sick room. You ought to praise him for being your mighty angel. I thank God that I got Jesus and everything gonna be all right. If you want to be happy, anybody want to be happy? Anybody happy? Anybody happy? Anybody happy? Say yes. Woo! If you want to be happy, all you got to do is just trust in the Lord. Don't put all your trust in no man, no preacher, no king, no president, no vice president, nobody but the Lord. The God of Jacob is our help, and all of our help comes from the Lord. The God of Jacob is an unchanging God. And that's what the psalmist says. That if you would just have the God of Jacob, who is your help, he will help you make this journey. Oh, don't try to make it all by yourself. And don't depend on that friend. Don't depend on that family member that said that I'll hold you and I'll keep you. Because that friend and that family member, it's going to die just like you going to die. But if you hold on to the power of a mighty God, hallelujah, thank you, God. If you just hold on to him, everything is going to be all right. Somebody's going through this morning. But deliverance is yours right now. God's grace and God's mercy be upon you all. For it is that grace that is sufficient to do the things that need to be done. If you can't do nothing else, you ought to be able to trust in the Lord. He has never, ever let us down. Happy in Jesus. Sometimes that's all we got. You can have all the material things, two pockets full of money. But if you ain't got Jesus, you can have all the authority, all its positions. But if you ain't got Jesus, that's where the difference come in at. Hallelujah. It's not about us. It's not your time. It's God's time. Glorify him while you have a chance. We let too many precious days go by doing our thing opposed to what he would have us to do. If you really want to be happy, trust in the Lord. man would try to hinder you sometimes, but you stay focused on Jesus. Because man didn't pick you up. Man didn't give you the strength that you need. Man is not the one that's going to be to your rescue when nobody else is there. When your body is hurting and you can't feel any release, what you got to do is call on Jesus.